May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the first Sunday of Lent. We've just started on a journey that will take us over 6 weeks and lead us to Easter Sunday. My grandfather used to say that anyone who was particularly miserable had a face as long as Lent. The idea of Lent being a long struggle, a time for tough discipline, perhaps a piece of self-denial, giving things up for Lent, these ideas conjure up a traditional view of this time in the church calendar. More recently, people have begun to talk about not just giving up things for Lent, but taking up something, an activity or a practice that you start doing and keep going with through the time of Lent that will make something positive of the season. What have you decided to do this Lent? What are you hoping that the experience of Lent will bring to your faith life? Today in our reading we heard about the story behind Lent. Last week we heard about the bizarre events of the transfiguration of Jesus. Do you remember that we heard the words from heaven, "This is my Son, the Beloved"? We recalled another time when a voice from heaven described Jesus as beloved. And this is where we start today's reading, Jesus' baptism in the River Jordan. This was the very start of the story of Jesus' ministry, and we are reading about it in the Gospel according to Mark. Mark's Gospel is the earliest of the written records of Jesus' life that we have in our Bible, and it's action-packed. Mark doesn't hang about or give lots of detail. His story of Jesus is full of movement and excitement, and you get the impression that the spare detail is the very least Mark wants to give us to get his point across. So here we are, Jesus, God's beloved, is baptized. The story is underway, and immediately, Mark tells us, immediately the Spirit drove Jesus out into the wilderness. What picture does wilderness conjure up for you? A barren desert, perhaps, a lonely and forbidding place where it's difficult to live comfortably. These days, the word wilderness is often used of a remote, unspoiled and beautiful place, but one where you wouldn't necessarily want to live or be on your own. God's beloved Son, immediately he started his ministry, encountered the wilderness. Being beloved of God does not mean that we're going to avoid times when we find ourselves in a lonely and forbidding place, a wilderness. Jesus was there for a long time, 40 days we're told, and this is where we get the idea of 40 days for our Lent. For many people, this Lent will indeed be a hard and challenging time in their lives, but they're no less loved by God. Just as Jesus wasn't less loved by God because he was in the wilderness. For Jesus, the wilderness was definitely a tough time, struggling with temptations. It is as if Mark is describing the start of Jesus' mission against the forces of evil in the world. It's a struggle that takes place in loneliness and isolation. Being beloved of God does not mean that we're going to avoid times when we feel alone and struggling. Can you identify with this sort of experience? We all know what this feels like, if we're honest. Now, I'm not saying that we need to make a wilderness time for ourselves in Lent. Wilderness times will come without us creating them. During Lent, the point is not that we need to make things difficult for their own sake. I think as we remember Jesus' 40 days of wilderness living, we can find a way to focus in a new way and discover what it is that it is the heart of our faith. In the other Gospels, we hear details of Jesus' temptations, but here in Mark, the only other detail we have is that Jesus was waited upon by angels. Have you found that there have been angels, messengers from God, to help you when you faced time in the wilderness? As we take our journey through Lent, where might we find help from God? What angels will we look out for so that our Lent is blessed and we come close to God? If we think of our Lent journey as a way to get away from distractions and find out for ourselves about the essence of our faith, what angels might we find to help us on the way? At the end of the time in the desert, we read that Jesus came to Galilee and began to tell people good news. It is time, is roughly what he said. Time for a new start. Time to really begin to find out what life with God is all about. Our COVID year has been as long a wilderness journey as any of us could have imagined or wished for. For many this year, it has been unbearably hard. Perhaps your Lent this year is a healing time, a time for God to restore you and for the angels to minister to you. Or perhaps for you some challenges are necessary for us this Lent, some disciplines to help us refocus on the essence of our faith. And the angels are there for all of us, however we need to approach Lent this year. By the time we come to Easter Sunday, even if we might find it hard to believe that God counts us as beloved as Jesus, I pray that we will all have found our loving God to be closer than we could ever have imagined. It is time for a new start. Amen.